Welcome to the March 24th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast, the podcast version if you missed the live show. Glad to have you here. Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holster joined us and gave information on a brand new product being offered now from Crossbreed Holsters. Rob Pincus joined us to talk about it as he had some input into the design of that holster. So that was a great segment. Also, Charles Heller, the director of the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO crew. These guys are the best. Charles stayed with me an hour or two and into the roundtable where we were joined by David Kodria and the Mad Ogre. Of course, Shanto was there in all of his glory. It was a great program. Remember, your activism is needed right now. Please head over to supportsecondamendment.com and put your name on that petition. It's free, doesn't cost anything, and we really need your support. Over 124,000 of you have already done that. Again, enjoy the broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love the way he says that, in a Crossbreed Holster Studios. It just gives you shivers. Gotta love that. Carrying a big gun and a big old brand new Crossbreed holster. Doesn't get any better than that. We have a good hour planned for you. And a provocative hour. Let me read you an email that I got from the previous hour. Mark, I agree with you on this week's Bonehead Award. Keep up the good fight and try to loosen up a bit, especially when dealing with the likes of Bloomberg. You really shouldn't hold back. It might cause something to pop. That's from John Galecki up in Northeast Pennsylvania. John, thank you very much. You're right. It's hard not to pop when you're talking about that idiot. It just astonishes me watching this guy week in and week out, day in and day out, Bloomberg, and this arrogance, this incredible elitism. I had mentioned in the first hour that he spends a couple of weekends a month. I want you to think about this. This guy's the mayor of New York City. He spends a couple of weekends a month. That only leaves a couple of other weekends that he's at home in New York. But the interesting part about him going to Bermuda is his two police officers detail that accompany him on New York City pay have special permission to be armed in Bermuda, a country, by the way, an island with virtually no guns. Yet Mayor Bloomberg sees fit to have his armed security with him. Ah, the hypocrisy. Hold on a second. The hypocrisy. That's what it is. Is that what it is? Hypocrisy from Mayor Bloomberg. We'll talk about Mayor Bloomberg in a little while. Back to the Bonehead of the Week Award. We had a few calls come in that Sean took. Let me enlighten you if you're just joining us for the second hour of the broadcast right now. First of all, welcome to the show from wherever you may be. In the first hour, I was talking about Mrs. Parker, Alyssa Parker. Alyssa Parker lost her beautiful six-year-old daughter in that horrible shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, one of the 20 victims. And Ms. Parker went on to mention, Mr. Parker, the father of that beautiful little girl, went on to mention after they met with the shooter's father that they harbored no ill will towards him. Ms. Parker went on to say, however, that she believed Ms. Lanza, the mother of the murderer, bore some responsibility for what happened because the Bushmaster rifle used in the shooting belonged to her. And I just wanted to remind you that this woman was beaten and murdered, had her head blown off essentially by her own son, and that you would think a mother who just lost her beautiful daughter would at least consider that when making those statements. But alas, that's not what happens. And the mainstream media isn't going to talk to you about this as frankly and as openly as I am talking to you about it right now, because they don't like my position. And that is, they'd like to blame the victim. The shooter's murdered mother is a victim. The first victim of that day, mind you. And I used the automobile analogy. The anti-gunners love to use the automobile analogy. They love to, oh, cars, for whatever reason, that fascinates them. There are more people killed by drivers and automobiles than there are guns, but we won't go there now. Not enough time. So I asked you, as a listener, if her car were forcibly taken from her, if she were beaten and murdered for her car keys, and her son then took the automobile that he stole and killed his mother for out to a bar with his friends. On his way back to wherever it was he was going, he hit a school bus, killed 20 kids and the six chaperones and administrators on the bus. Would she bear any responsibility? Would Ms. Parker believe, if her daughter was on that bus, that the murdered mother would bear any responsibility for that incident? And I would venture to tell you probably not. Probably not. Would she bear responsibility if, on the other hand, she knew her son to be a drunk and her son said, I'm going out with Robbie and Frank and we're going to head over to Fred's Bar and Grill. It's Frank's birthday. Can I use the van so we can go out and get drunk, cart everybody around? And she said, sure, and gave him the keys. Would she bear any call? Of course she would. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody would argue that point. I certainly wouldn't argue that point. I'd be one of the first people to say, hey, guess what? Lock her up.
Yep.
That's felony murder, as far as I'm concerned. She's an accessory to murder. At the very least, vehicular homicide. And I don't think anybody would. But it's a firearm, you see. And because she was beaten and murdered for a firearm, which she lawfully owned, Ms. Parker believes that the murdered victim bears some responsibility for what happened at the school in Newtown that day. And I find that to be absurd. I find that to be an insult to the victim, who was also murdered that day. And I gave her this week's Bonehead of the Week award. We had a few calls come in along the lines of, yeah, well, she knew he was a lunatic. She still had the gun. She knew he was a lunatic and an alcoholic, and she still had a car. Was she supposed to give up the car? She didn't give him the gun, sir. She was beaten and murdered for it. And it's easy for you, after the fact, to try to analyze what happened. After the fact. It's easy to Monday morning quarterback. We've got Charles Heller on the line. Charles is the director of the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO crew. Great group.
Yes.
Oh, aren't they? Sean, you there?
Oh, absolutely.
My sidekick down in Dallas, this is an amazing organization that does amazing work, ladies and gentlemen, and they don't hold back anything. There is zero compromise with the JPFO, and Charles Heller joins me right now, and I'm going to get some feedback from him on this as well. Charles, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend? Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mark. As I like to say, QEO, heads up and eyes open.
See, this is what I like about him, Sean.
Yes,
that's a beautiful stuff just comes out, and he's right on the money. Charles, I also want to let listeners know that you also have your own radio program out in the beautiful city of Tucson, Arizona, correct?
Yes, sir. Liberty Watch Radio. I have actually three. I have Liberty Watch, America Armed and Free, and I have a program called The Swap Shop. And I particularly, if I may, I'd like to explain something about The Swap Shop.
Please.
It is one of those radio tradio programs. May I take a moment?
Yes, please.
It's a radio tradio program, a sort of trading post on the air. And people are free to call in and buy and sell and trade anything they want as long as it's lawful and it's moral. So if you own a machine gun and it's on a Form 4, that's fine, but pornography is not. Because, you know, one has social value and the other doesn't. I don't care what people do, but I'm not going to support it if it's not something socially helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, machine guns are and pornography is not. So, but people can buy and sell and trade anything, and it's free, and guns are welcomed and encouraged. Now, the newspapers here do not allow the advertising of firearms by a non-dealer. So the only venue they have left is either Backpage or me. That's the only place. Or they could have their own website and advertise their own gun on their own website. Of course, mm-hmm. they could go to Gunbroker and all that. But if you want the unregulated transfer of of firearms in a local area. Of course, it's only lawful for you to buy and sell guns to a person who's a resident of your own state and whom you have no reason to believe is a prohibited possessor. But as long as that's true, I encourage that on my program. And I would encourage people all over the country to do the same thing, to find your local radio program, like down in Texas or in Bentonville, Arkansas, there's a station called KERM, and they have the KERM dial-a-trade, and it covers four states down there out of Arkansas. And people, and I encourage people all over the country to buy and sell and trade firearms in this way. In this way, we keep them unregistered and out of government, out of hands of the statists.
All right, Charles, that's a great. Let me segue right into this. Let's go here now. Let's talk about S-374, which is, of course, written by Chuck Schumer. That ought to make you suspect, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a gun owner and a law-abiding American, if it's written by Chuck Schumer. And it refers to guns in any way, shape, or form. Let me put it this way. It is not in your best interest. Charles, we're butting up against a break. I'm going to ask this question, and then when we come back, I'll turn the mic over to you again. Love to get your response. You're going to be on with us for the hour. And that is S-374, universal background checks. This is in the news. The media is touting this. This is the holy grail because they know they're not going to get a gun ban. So they're looking at universal background checks because they believe universal background checks can pass. And I want to know from you, what is it about universal background checks that scares you based on what you just said, the unregistered legal transfer of firearms? We'll hear Charles's answer when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. Back after this with Charles Heller from the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit OldFaithfulHolsters.com now.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt, offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts. The Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, live in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Make sure you check out that Crossbreed Holster belly band. That's hot stuff. And with that Velcro leather Kydex backing that they are so well known for, with the holsters that you heard Trent discuss in the earlier hour. If you missed it, head back and catch the podcast when Trent Cooper was describing the origin of this holster. Trust me, there's nothing better than this stuff, man. You talk about comfort, Crossbreed is comfortable, and it will whatever you carry, they've got something that will fit. And if not, they'll create it for you, man. I'm telling you, if they like the idea, they'll work with you. Head over to supportsecondamendment.com, supportsecondamendment.com, supportsecondamendment.com. Come on, man, you got to get off your duff on this stuff. If not you, who? If not now, when? You are needed right now. Your activism is needed now.
Yep.
Never, ever in the history of this country have your Second Amendment freedoms been attacked, your Second Amendment rights been under such vicious, brutal assault as they are under right now.
And believe me, the mainstream media, they spent all last week talking about gun control.
They are working on it.
Yes,
they hate you. They hate your rights. They hate your freedoms. They are lying about you. They are well-funded. This is well-coordinated. This is not a direct result of Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook gave them the excuse they were looking for,
yep,
to enact this already pre-planned and well-coordinated attack against your freedoms. It's time for you to punch back. And you can do it by simply putting your name on the petition at supportsecondamendment.com. It's simple. It's free. And it needs your name. SupportSecondAmendment.com. We're nearing 124,000. Let's get over that mark on the air today. Please, put your name on that list. Put your name on that petition list and get active. Your activism is needed now more than ever before. And we'll talk a little bit more about that with Charles Heller right now. But first, I want to go back to that question I asked before the break. Charles, first, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on. It's good to be among kindred spirits.
It definitely is, particularly in the political climate we find ourselves in now. Look, I would love nothing more than to you about other things.
I meant you're Jewish, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. You didn't know that. We're going to talk about another famous Jewish American in the next segment with you. Right now, let's go back to the universal background checks, S-374. What can you tell people about this? This is getting a tremendous amount of play, and this is the one bill that they feel they can sneak past us because they think we're taking stupid pills. Charles, enlighten us.
First of all, it's based on the big lie of the gun show loophole, with loophole in quotes. Sitting right behind my shoulder in my Pontiac Vibe here is a bumper sticker on my left rear window. And it says on it, liberty is not, in quotes, a loophole, unquote. And what they're suggesting is that there's a big lie that you can go to a gun show and buy all the guns you want without a background check. If you buy them from a gun dealer, you have to get a background check. But at a gun show, there's some special magical rule that makes you immune for that. And, of course, you know, your listeners all know that's a lie. The same background checks are done at gun shows as are done anywhere else. And the same private sales go on at gun shows as go on anywhere else, like on Swap Shop or the Kerm Dial-A-Trade or any other of hundreds of radio stations around the country where people have these programs and trade in firearms. So that's the big lie. But most people don't know that it's not true. In fact, even most gun people don't know it's not true because they're really not into it like you and I are because we're devotees of the right to keep and bear arms. As a result, what it does is the same exact thing that the 1928 German weapons law did. In effect, by getting everyone who does a private sale transaction to get a permit slip from the government, number one, it takes a freedom and turns it into a privilege. That's number one. That's the bad thing. The worst thing is that it creates a registration list for who has guns. And it would not be too terribly difficult if let's go further. When the government becomes totally tyrannical, for them to simply act upon the list, and you either give up the gun when the time comes, just like California has done, and places in Ohio, Chicago does regularly, New York does has done regularly, to come and visit them when they decide that a certain style or class of gun is outlawed, and to come and take it from you, and threaten you with deadly force if you don't give it up.
You mean there are people that would really do that, Charles?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked there's gambling going on in this.
Yeah. The reason I say it, let's go back to some of the origins of S-374. And you talk about registration. Don't believe what you just heard from Charles? Go back and read some of the transcripts of the hearings. Go back and watch the YouTube video clips of the hearings. Go back and find out why it is. Who walked away from that? Was it Cornyn that walked away from that?
I'm sorry, I don't remember, but I do remember that for once in his life, the chief Schumeroid admitted at one point that he stopped calling it background checks and called it registration.
Right.
It's on YouTube.
And it was Senator Cornyn that walked away and said, "You know what? I'm not going to be any part of this because this is registration." That was the big sticking point, Charles, during the quote-unquote bipartisan negotiation. As the bipartisan negotiation was continuing, the Democrats, and I want to make this very clear again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to back off of this ever because it's a truthful statement. The Democrats are coming after your guns. It is the Democrat Party that is the party of gun control.
Well,
it is the Democrat Party. Charles, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your steam, but we're trying to get some positive stuff done here in Arizona, and our main opposition is the Republicans.
Well, so, and you know what? Yeah, you're right about that. You have a number of that going on, but I want to point out that we're talking about Democrats in Colorado. We're talking about Democrats in New York. We're talking about Democrats and their platform. This is the main. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't Republicans involved. There are a lot of Republicans involved, but it is clearly the majority party is the Democrat Party coming after your guns. And I want to go to some of that Republican opposition you're facing out there. In fact, let's do it right now. The reason I want to do that is because Mayor Bloomberg, so it's a good fade into both of these. Bloomberg is getting ready to spend, beginning this week, $12 million of his own money through either his pockets or what he has funneled into his PAC, including the state of Arizona, going after senators he believes can be swayed by what he believes his money will do, and that's convince them to go after and pass at least universal background checks, because that's where he wants to go. That's their holy grail right now, that the ban isn't going to pass. Again, Charles, we're butting up against a break. I hate to do it, but we've got you here for the full hour, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And I want to talk to you about why it is he thinks he can get through to those in Arizona, a very gun-friendly state, and push his gun control scheme forward. Sean, no. Charles, hold the boat for me. We're going to take a break. Sean, when we come back, let's just keep Charles for the full hour.
All right.
Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Back after this, ladies and gentlemen, on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes, and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Oh, why do I, you way off on that one.
Yeah, right? It's that Pantera bread you've been playing. I don't know what that stuff is.
No.
That's just a sign that we need to change that bumper music, okay?
No.
We need to keep it up. We need to keep it up. But you did a good time. Good job the last time. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a penny gun auction going off right now, and this is a good one. I actually own one of these firearms that's being auctioned right now, and it is an awful lot of fun to shoot. and a great, great carjacking self-defense gun. Great gun to keep in the vehicle. And that is a Taurus Judge. The 410-45 Long Colt is up for auction right now, along with a Walther PPK 32 ACP. Your pick, winner's pick. Head over to PennyGunAuctions.com. That auction is right now live and is running at $5.79. The retail price of those guns are $629 a piece. You get your choice. Winner gets to choose between the Walther or the Taurus Judge. A lot of Armed American Radio listeners are winning these auctions. Head over to PennyGunAuctions.com. You can get 20 bids by using the promo code WIN, W-I-N, in caps, for free. Register for free. WIN. Use the promo code WIN, WIN, in caps. Get 20 free bids. You can use those bids on this auction or any other auction of your choice. Head over to PennyGunAuctions.com and check that out. Very cool. We'll keep you up to date throughout the remainder of the broadcast. Charles Heller from the JPFO crew, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you. I am the guardian of America, armed and free.
And you've got some great music, too. Sean needs to go to you to get some of that bumper music, my man.
You need to do that. Why don't you download that off of my website and use it as bumper music?
I've got one of your discs. I need to make sure he puts some of that in when he does the consideration again. Charles, we were talking about, I say this every week, this Democrat Party coming after your guns, and it is. No question about it. It's in their platform. And you just reminded me that you're having to do battle with some Republicans in Arizona. Mayor Bloomberg has got your state, as well as my state, earmarked for his $12 million gun crusade campaign he's getting ready to launch this week. Tell us about Arizona.
Well, we're fairly bulletproof as far as the right to keep and bear arms, if you'll pardon the pun. We were just rated by Guns and Ammo magazine as the number one state for firearms freedom in the United States. They gave us a 49 out of a possible 50 points, which was an error on their part. They got a part of our law wrong, which would have given us a 50, and I've written to them and asked them to correct it. So, but in any case, it's a small thing, small potatoes. Also, we are very, very well rated, believe it or not, by the Brady campaign. I don't know if you know that, but
I do. Your score is one of the lowest in the country as far as the Brady campaign is concerned, and I was just going to ask you that. Give us that number, because it's great to be on that list.
Well, Brady campaign rates states from 1 to 100 on their gun laws, with New Jersey receiving a 92, New York receiving a 90, California receiving an 89, or an 86, I believe. And Arizona, up until 2010, had a 2. However, in
Congrats.
2010, when we achieved constitutional carry, which is concealed carry with no permit, or discreet carry without the impediment of a permit slip from the governor, they lowered us to a perfect score.
Isn't that beautiful? Congratulations.
We now have a 0.
Congratulations to you for ranking so low on the Brady campaign scorecard.
I'm going to lobby them to begin issuing negative numbers.
Where is Illinois? Do you know where Illinois is?
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to misreport.
Okay. We'll check into that. I ask because, of course, Chicago is clearly the most violent city in this country. And we can have some fun with that. But
6 murders last year in the city of unbrotherly love.
Yeah, isn't that something?
You know what the motto of the city of Chicago is? This is not a joke or a setup. You know what the motto is?
Go.
It says "I will" is the motto of the city of Chicago. Is that their the city the city motto? And I'm thinking "I will kill people" would be kind of interesting. You know, maybe more accurate.
Wayne LaPierre came out with a statistic on Meet the Depressed today with David Gregory, and I thought it was actually brilliant the way he approached him and said, "I'm going to hold up a big mirror to you and the mainstream media. Why isn't the mainstream media and why isn't NBC and why aren't you asking these questions? Where the city of Chicago, the highest murder rate in this country, the strictest gun control laws in this country, the highest murder rate in the country. Let me repeat that. Some of the strictest gun control laws in the country and the highest murder rate in the country. You hear me on that. We cannot stress that enough. Is also the worst state for prosecution of federal gun crimes in the country. Barack Obama's adopted hometown. Rahm Emanuel, Mayor Daley. Charles, comment?
Yeah, the comment is that I understand why these prosecutions are like there. First of all, the crime is, and I'm not trying to excuse this by any means, but I'm from Chicago and I've been I've had some glancing involvement in the legal system. My grandfather was a judge. My dad was in law enforcement. And I understand the way the legal system works there, and there's so much going on that it's difficult, that there's so many things to prosecute that it's almost impossible to go after it. So what they try to do, they try to go after the worst stuff, but the worst stuff really, their policies just fuel the worst stuff. So it doesn't really, it never works. But it's all a game about power and about appearance. It has nothing to do with reality. It's the domination of symbols over real results. That's how it is in Chicago. All that matters is the optics. It doesn't. The realities are never important.
Well, what I just heard you say is that it is so bad in Chicago that it's almost impossible to stop.
It would be a mitzvah if, without any injury to life, the city from about two blocks east of City Hall to the lake all had an earthquake and fell in and was not reconstituted. It would improve matters greatly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it sure makes some crime numbers go down significantly, wouldn't it? Charles, go back to Arizona quickly. The Republican, who's the Republican? What's the problem that you're facing with the Republican there?
Well, the Republican committee chairs in both the House and Senate are sitting on bills and not letting them go, getting them signed to committees so that they can have hearings and move through the process. They've started the Arizona Citizens Defense League put out a couple of alerts, and it had a somewhat laxative effect on their impaction, and the bills are beginning to move again. But it took really having to poke the people that were allegedly the friend of the gun owner and to get them to get the bills to move. And we're not talking major, massive things. One of them is a redefinition of what a firearm is. Another is the cities here have been doing exactly what we enacted preemption to keep them from doing, which is they're having gun buy-ups. You can't call them gun buybacks because mm-hmm. they never owned them, so that wouldn't be an accurate term. But they're having gun buy-ups, and they're having large events where they invite people to various places to give their guns up to the city to be voluntarily to be destroyed. And they get a gift certificate from some local merchant to do that, $50. Well, what we've been doing is, of course, in the entrepreneurial spirit, a number of us have been arming ourselves with lots of cash and standing just outside their venues and offering people somewhere between two and five times the money that the city is in order to buy the gun from them at a private sale transaction. And we had one last buy-up, one at the event. A lady got out of her car, she had a rifle in her hand, and she walked up and talked to a police officer. And one of the guys yelled to her and said, "Hey, lady, I'll give you $250 for that gun." She looked at the police officer, and he shrugged his shoulders. So she walked over to him. And this was standing right next to a state senator. I've had it verified from him. And she said, "Would you really give me $250 for this?" And he said, "Let me look at it." And it was an 03. And he said, "Yeah." So he looked at the bore. It was in pretty good shape. His gun was working. It went click when he pulled the trigger. He says, "Yeah, here." He gives her $550 for it. She says, "Thank you," and she put it in her purse, and she started to sob. And he thought, well, maybe this was some sentimental gun or something like that. He says, "What's wrong?" She said, "Well, I came here because I was out of money and food, and I heard on the radio I could get a $50 gift card so I could eat for a month. You've just given me food for $5.
We will end that segment on that note. Only in America, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. Charles, that's a great story. More from Charles Heller when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. Back after this, we're filling your prescription for freedom.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the CarArms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
How many guns do you really need? Just one more. PennyGunAuction.com brings the excitement of a gun bash to your computer. Each Penny Gun Auction bid increases the price of the firearm by only one penny, resulting in winners paying pennies on the dollar for their firearm. With auctions every day, Armed American Radio listeners can register for free and receive 20 free bids for the auction of their choice using promo code WIN in caps. That's W-I-N, all in caps. Visit PennyGunAuction.com today.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Senator Dianne Feinstein was the author of the assault weapons ban in 1994.
Professor Koppel, was the 1994 assault weapons ban a sensible and effective means of reducing gun violence?
Based on the Department of Justice study, the answer was no.
Overwhelming majority of Americans agree with us on the need for universal background checks, including more than 70% of the National Rifle Association's members, according to one survey.
Universal background checks, the true goal. View it now at RadioFactor.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. Quick email for you. Hi, Mark. Love your show. Just wanted to drop you a note about my Democrat friend in denial. While he is a gun-toting Bill of Rights supporter, he doesn't believe Obama has any agenda against the Second Amendment. In fact, he believes quite the opposite. His position is that Obama is in bed with gun manufacturers and using all the anti-gun legislation as smoke and mirrors to actually increase gun sales and ownership in America. Personally, I think he may have swallowed more of Obama's stupid pills than his ego will allow him to admit, and he is trying to save face. However, let's assume he is serious. How would you respond to his theory? Keep fighting the good fight, Christopher. Well, Christopher, to use the same type of logic he uses, I would have to respond like this. I think your friend owns a ton of Kool-Aid stock because he's clearly inhaling the stuff. Amazing what people will come up with. Welcome back to the program. Charles Heller, how you doing today? Is Charles with us, Sean? We have Charles. Okay, we're waiting for Charles to come back here. But if I can hear things that you can't hear, so we're working on getting him back here. Charles, how you doing?
Here we go.
once again.
There you are. We got you back. Thank you. So are you going to stick with us for the roundtable?
Oh, I'll be happy to. Who else is going to be on the roundtable?
David Kodrya will be here. He's got some amazing stuff coming out of Department of Homeland Security. And George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be here just to, you know, tell us everything we need to know about what's going on behind the gun counters, what people need to know, what they need to buy, what they can buy, what they can't buy, and how much money it's going to cost them.
Yep. Can I tell you something just fun and about guns, not about the topic? Can I go off the topic for a second?
You absolutely can. We can do that right now. Go ahead. The mic is yours.
I put on my AR last week one of those front grips, and I'm sorry I don't remember the name of the company it's from, but it's the front grip that goes on the front of the magwell. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
And I will never put another T-handle on another AR. Man, did that thing work great. And it keeps your arms close in so you can do like the modified Weaver position. You can rest your arm, your support arm against your rib cage, or in my case, against my Glock cage. But in any case, what a difference it made in shooting. Anyway, please go on.
Sorry. Hey, Sean, are you with me? That's beautiful stuff to hear about what you how you modified and how you enjoy that gun. I want you to bring that up to George in the roundtable, if you would.
Okay. Sure.
Because he will know who it is, and we'll question him about that. I want listeners to be able to do the same thing with their ARs that you just did to yours, and we'll help them do that in the next hour. Charles.
That's $35. I mean, you know.
Yeah, $35. That's there you go. See? That's fun stuff. That's fun stuff. I just got my new AAR-15 sent to me from Crusader Weaponry, by the way, with the Armed American Radio logo engraved on the lower and signature on it. Very cool. And we'll talk about that with George, too. Yeah,
you know,
custom.
We've got a rifle we're going to raffle at JPFO. The left side has our logo, which is a six-pointed star with the American flag in it and an AR on either side. And the obverse side, the starboard side, has a statement from Rabbi Ben Dori. It lasered into the gun. It says, "Gun control is not kosher." Rabbi Duvid Ben Dori. And we're going to raffle that off. There's only two of them that have ever been made.
Speaking of the rabbi and the JPFO, tell people about your organization, what you guys are up to now, what's the latest thing you guys got your neck into, because you guys are always at the forefront, and how people can find you.
JPFO.org is how they can find us. We are a 501c3. We're an educational corporation, which means we don't do lobbying. We don't do direct activism. What we do is we give you the support and the materials for you to go do your activism. Think of us as like an architecture, much like some of the architecture that runs the World Wide Web. We are architecture for your activism. We have materials such as the movie Innocence Betrayed, which shows the history of gun control and the murder that it has engendered throughout the 20th century. We have great books, great DVDs, like we have one called No Guns for Negroes, which after you tell your black friends the title and scrape them off the ceiling, you can then show them about the history that was made with the core people, the Congress of Racial Equality, Roger Innes' people. A couple of them helped us make that DVD. We have one called The Gang. If you have people that like the BATFE, show them this movie and it'll change their mind. And we have books like the Dial 911 and Die, which shows you, it gives you, it's written by an attorney in Phoenix, Richard Stevens, and it gives you the case law on why the police are not required legally to protect anyone that isn't in their custody. And we have materials like this. You can give them to your friends. You can have a showing of them. You can do what I'm about to do. I'm on my way to Tennessee tonight tomorrow morning to make a speech for JPFO to the Committee for Liberty there. You can organize an event, and you can put on a movie, and you can show them Innocence Betrayed, bring some Kleenex, they're going to need it, and you can actually change hearts and minds in ways that you cannot do yourself with all the arguing in the world, but you can sit somebody down in front of a DVD for 55 minutes and change hearts and minds. That's what JPFO does.
And you know what? That's a great point. That visual, The Gang, Innocence Betrayed, both of them, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not seen them, wow. But you're absolutely correct, because it, you know, you and I can sit and talk, but we cannot portray that video. We can do the best we can do over the airwaves to create that theater of the mind, Charles. And I know you do it on your program as well, and we try to give you the details to do that. But quite frankly, when you sit down and watch that DVD and when you watch that video and you combine it with that audio, there's nothing more powerful.
That's right. And by the way, you're right about one thing. You can sit both of us down and we can talk for an hour, but the problem is neither one of us can be stopped easily.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have to be cut off back and forth by Sean over here. I love having him in the background. He can always tell me, shut up, you're rambling. Now, Charles, you're getting ready to do what in Tennessee?
The Committee for Liberty there is flying me out to, where is it today? I forget. Memphis, I think. And let's see, it's Monday, it must be Memphis. And I'm addressing a group of people who are mostly not Jewish about our Jewish-based organization, JPFO. By the way, you do not have to be Jewish to join, but it doesn't hurt. Anyway, you can join. It's a gigantic investment. I used to say it'll cost you the price of a box of premium ammo, but now it'll cost you half the price of a box of premium ammo.
Yeah, and for those of you who are trying to figure out what he just meant by that, it's because ammunition has doubled in price. Hey, Charles, before we let you go for this hour and then bring you back for the roundtable, I made the bold prediction that Bloomberg's $12 million ad buy in, I think, 11 states across the country, I believe that's going to backfire on him in a huge way. I don't think he has any idea what he's gotten himself into in respect to his $12 million buy. Am I right or wrong, do you think?
Not only are you right, but you just gave me an idea. Do you have anybody that can do a Bloomberg voice?
I don't know. We can probably find out.
Dig around and see if you got somebody that can do a good voice impression of Bloomberg. I create radio commercials for a living. That's my business outside of talk radio and JPFO. I make and sell radio commercials for a living. And if we got somebody that could sound just like Bloomberg or close enough, we could pull what's that guy that does all the pump?
I need you to hold on to that thought, Charles. We're going to have to move that into the roundtable. I appreciate you hanging in there with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Charles Heller, director of the JPFO crew, man. Great organization, JPFO.org. I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, the roundtable with David Kodrya and Charles Heller and the Mad Ogre out in Utah. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught with his family without his club to defend them. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go, the horse knows the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Forever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.